Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I would like to congratulate the President on the election of the meetings of the CCW Protocol 5. We are confident of reaching substantive outcomes under the able leadership. I assure you of my delegation's full cooperation and support. We commend the hard work and dedication of the coordinators for the Protocol 5 in fulfilling their mandate. We are hopeful that their efforts would contribute towards further progress in implementation of the protocol and minimizing human suffering caused by explosive remnants of war. We also appreciate the support provided by the Secretariat. Though no explosive remnants of war exist in Pakistan, we remain fully committed to fulfilling our obligations under Protocol 5. We have actively participated in all meetings of Protocol 5 since our accession and have regularly submitted our national annual reports. The standard operating procedures being followed by our armed forces include Protocol 5, compliant procedures for clearance, removal, and destruction of ERW. Similarly, the procedures for recording and marking of all types of mines and explosives are in place. We have devised specific procedures for storage and destruction of ammunition in line with our obligations under Protocol 5. Pakistan has elaborate operating procedures for managing munition stocks. These include an efficient system of forecasting, planning, marking and packaging, as well as a systematic and institutionalized system of record keeping covering the entire life cycle of the ammunition. The procedures also include taking maximum precautions in marking, fencing and monitoring explosive ordnance at military installations and bases. The steps taken by our armed forces, as well as our experts and special trained units, ensure that we are well prepared to meet any challenge proposed by ERW in accordance with provisions of Protocol 5, including preparation of contingency plans. In addition to fulfilling its obligations under Protocol 5, Pakistan has also been participating actively in demining efforts in various parts of the world. Under the UN umbrella, our army has also provided technical assistance in the clearance of ERW from Liberia, the Darfur region of Sudan, and Ivory Coast in the past. I would like to take this opportunity to reaffirm that Pakistan stands ready to assist other states' parties, both in the clearance of ERW and in the area of victim assistance in accordance with Article 8 of the protocol. Pakistan has always strived to meet all its financial obligations under the Convention and its annex protocols in full and on time. We look forward to working with other fellow high contracting parties to this protocol and to the CCW in order to find a durable and sustainable solution for addressing the ongoing financial challenges. In conclusion, we renew our pledge to continue complying with our obligations and cooperating with other states' parties for successful implementation of Protocol 5. We are confident that the full implementation of this protocol would help reduce the suffering resulting from explosive remnants of war. I thank you.